Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 104, Allie. I hadn't shot a gun in years, not since Dad used to bring me to the shooting range. It probably hadn't been the best idea to bring his barely teenage daughter out to shoot guns, and Mom had especially hated it, but I was now grateful toward him. He'd taught me how to protect myself. Jace grabbed my trembling hand and kissed my knuckles.
Calm down, Allie. It's okay.
Though Dad had taught me how to protect myself, I hadn't thought that I would ever have to kill someone with a gun. I hadn't known I would shoot a police officer dead and run through a chaotic redwood like I was running away from the police.
Jace, I've never done that before.
Wrapping his arm around my shoulders, he pulled me into his chest and gently stroked my hair.
I know what it feels like, Allie. You're scared and you're hurting. That's how I felt after I killed that son of a bitch keeping me hostage. I'm here for you. And I'll always be here for you, no matter what.
My lips fell into a small smile, and I curled my fingers into his back. I love you, Jace. And I fucking meant it more than anything. Not only had I killed that officer because he was going to take me and do God knew what with me, but I couldn't stand to see the chief of police, the one man who was supposed to protect this town, throw Jace onto the ground, hold a gun to his temple, and threaten to put a bullet through his head. Killing that officer had been more than just for me. We're too deep into this now, Jace, I said, tears welling up again. Between the nerves, finding out that Kai was my brother, and shooting a man dead tonight, I couldn't hold it together anymore. I rested my hands on his taut abdomen. We're in this together. Jace rested his forehead on mine.
Always.
After a few moments, I grabbed his hand. Come on, let's go see my mom. Stepping into the house, I tiptoed through the darkness, careful not to slam into anything so I didn't wake Harlan, and walked up the stairs, seeing a sliver of bathroom light glow against the hallway wall. My stomach tightened, and I hurried up the stairs, taking two at a time. The sound of puking echoed through the hall, and I hoped to God that Mom wouldn't wake Harlan up because the door wasn't closed like it usually was, and the light was so damn bright. When I made it to the top of the stairs, I let go of Jace's hand and rushed to the bathroom, my heart stopping when Harlan stood over a puking Mom.
Where have you been?
Harlan asked, not even pulling Mom's hair back.
Out,
Jace said, wrapping his arm around my waist and holding me to him.
It's 3 in the morning. It's actually 4. What's on your face, Allie?
Harlan asked. I dragged my palm across my chin, hoping the only blood from the officer was on my chin, and sucked in a breath, remembering that I had to keep up this facade even though Mom was the one puking up her guts because of morning sickness.
Puke. Mother and daughter puking up a lung tonight.
Harlan rested a hand on Mom's shoulder and squeezed tensely.
Isn't that right, sweetheart?
He looked back over at us with dangerous, dark eyes.
We had steak for dinner last night. She must have gotten sick from it. Nothing to worry about, though. Why don't you kids head off to sleep? I can take care of this.
My stomach tightened. I didn't want to leave Mom alone with Harlan, but it was too late. He had already found her puking, could already be suspicious that she was the one pregnant, not me.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.